Part 3, starting now. Dear Mr. Dart, thank you very much for sending in your application form to the committee in regard to your proposed membership for the Local History Association. The committee had its monthly members' meeting last week, and you will be pleased to learn that you are now an official member of the association as from today's date. The annual subscription is only 3 guineas, but perhaps you would send me this year's subscription within the next 7 days, because we are wanting to close the subscription list and draw up the annual accounts. Although we are a young society, we are very enthusiastic and make every effort to provide members with a wide variety of lectures and other activities. Although this season is now drawing to a close, there are still a few lectures left in the present session, and you may be interested in coming along. On Wednesday, October 2nd, at 7:30, Professor John Roberts from the Western University is giving a lecture entitled Navigation in the West from the 16th Century to the Present Day. Professor Roberts gave a lecture last year, and we had a record attendance, since, as you are probably aware, he is a well-known author and broadcaster on naval history. His talk will be fully illustrated with colour slides, and I understand that he will also be bringing along many documents from the Western Museum. The other lecture is entitled English Antiques, and this is being given by Mr. Peter Rickett at the museum on Friday, November 4th at 8 p.m. Mr. Rickett has not lectured to our society before, but he is well known in the North Country as a principal speaker on similar occasions. Luckily, he will be down here at a conference around the early part of November, and so he has agreed to give this talk to our members. Mr. Rickett has a very good knowledge of the antique business, since he is chairman of the English Antiques Association. His lecture will be illustrated with photographs and film strip, so we are all looking forward to a most interesting evening. Should you wish to attend either of these lectures, then perhaps you would let me know a few days in advance, because we like to arrange refreshments, and it is always helpful to have a rough idea of the number of members likely to attend. Yours sincerely. End of part 3.